Have you ever made a makeshift lamp out of a bottle with some kerosene in it and a rag for a wick? Probably not.
No, I haven't.
Or you've never seen one? Maybe you saw it, maybe you had them on the farm, I don't know.
On the farm, we used to, I mean, when we'd spend summers down at the farm, there was not electricity, mm-hmm. and so we'd have these kerosene lamps, you know,
mm-hmm.
like these Coleman lamps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were used everywhere.
What might you burn in a lamp besides kerosene?
I guess fuel oil.
Mm-hmm. And what might you burn in a fireplace besides wood?
Well,
or gas in your case.
Yeah.
But there's something that the English use, for instance, that is like chunks, black chunks. What is that?
Coal.
Uh huh.
Oh.
We probably yeah. wouldn't use it or be allowed to use it here, but.
And they're not either over there now.
They're not allowed
up.
To.
No.
I mean, in Warren's,
what they
really?
Used to think of, you know, the London fog
mm-hmm.
was a mixture of that coal. Mm-hmm. with the fog and the cold weather that you could cut with a knife.
Oh, yeah.
You walk through London anymore and you don't see that.
Yeah, that's
And you
true.
Don't see stuff coming out of those chimneys.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they don't let them do that anymore.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good thing.
That's what I believe is correct.
Okay, here's a change of topic a little bit. If you had a lot of grandkids coming over and you didn't have enough beds for them, you might make a bed on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that?
Well, we have some cots that we put out, or that we have, that we just put a mattress on the floor.
Okay. How about
a bedroll?
A bedroll.
That a lot too.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh. How about, have you ever heard of a name for a heavy bed cover?
Like a comforter?
I guess comforter would be as close as we get to it. But yeah, you've never heard of a sugan?
No, I never have heard of that.
I guess they use
What's
it
called?
A sugan.
No.
Yeah, S-U-G-A-N.
No. Is that something in the South?
It's something in the, it's something in Wyoming, actually.
Oh, in Wyoming, no.
Yeah, where it gets really cold, they have
oh.
this really heavy range blanket.
Oh,
it's a ranching.
I see. Oh.
Sort of thing. Okay, what covers a pillow?
Pillowcase.
Okay. And you have to put in a new screw in a, unscrew a.
Light bulb?
Uh-huh. And you watch programs on...
TV.
What's the long version of that?
Television.
Uh-huh. And you want to protect your clothes while you're cooking, so you wear...
An apron.
Uh-huh. What would you wear if you were barbecuing?
I'd wear an apron that covered the top as well as the
But it's still
bottom.
Called an apron.
I think so.
Okay.
For me, it would. Just because of my limited vocabulary.
Well, I don't think we call it anything else here, really. I just have to ask. Okay, it's cold outside, so you put on your...
coat or your sweater
okay.
or your long underwear.
And if you use a cloth to blow your nose, what do you call that?
Handkerchief.
Uh-huh. If you're working outside in your garden, what kind of clothes do you wear?
Old clothes.
Okay. How about...
Levi's, blue jeans.
What are clothes that you put away until, say, November called?
Winter clothes.
Okay. And the shoes that you wear gardening are called?
Old shoes.
Okay. How about something that you wear to protect your hands?
Gloves.
Okay. And to protect your head, you'd wear?
A hat.
Mm-hmm. Now, men wear elastic to keep their pants up. What do you call that?
Suspenders.
Mm-hmm. And what are men's pants called?
What are men's pants called?
Yeah. What would you call them?
Pants.
Just pants? You wouldn't call them trousers?
No.
Okay, just pants. All right. Okay, could you tell me about some regional dishes and foods that you like?
Yeah, tacos and enchiladas and chile rellenos and sopaipillas.
Those are my favorite.
Yeah, and